The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
In the name of Jesus, thank you, glorious God. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Or let me begin from verse chapter 16. We give praise to the Lord Jesus. I saw something very interesting. God, by the Spirit, opened my eyes to see something that I believe will be an addition to this meeting. Hallelujah. And that is the fact that there is a man called David, according to chapter 16. So I came to realize that David is not just a person. That David is a system. That David is not just a person. That David is a system. Now, in chapter 17, where Goliath was defeated, or where God allowed them to talk about Goliath, we saw something played out that God has been preparing because a Goliath needed to go down. And this is important. Anytime God is speaking, He speaks from a realm called God. Man speaks as man and God speaks as God. And so God cannot be talking and we claim we understand. And this is why the Holy Ghost is given to us, amen, to take the things spoken from the eternal realm and then bring it to our realm. Amen. Because if the understanding is not clear, perishing is inevitable. If the understanding is not clear, perishing is inevitable. So, this man called David, from a family of 8 or so. Now, the elder brothers were all warriors. They have been fighting. But I guess it was maybe the last born. Hallelujah. And now there was a convenient king at the time. It was a convenient king. It was not the will of God. That's King Saul. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Now he was a king born out of conveniency. Because scripture says he was head and shoulder, higher and taller than every other person in Israel. But he was heartless. So when God was looking for a heart, he couldn't find heart. He went for height. And the day he found heart in David, he abandoned the height and went for the heart. So David, a man after God's own heart. So this is important to note. And David, God took time to raise a man. But it was beyond the man. What God was raising was a people in David. God was raising a people you could call in the spirit the Davidic nation. Or the Davidic generation. Or the Davidic order. What defines that order? hearts. Hallelujah. What defines that order is heart. Now, God is raising an army. And you know that army comprised of what? Soldiers. Hallelujah. So it means there are individuals that God is bringing into that order. And what will qualify every person to be part of that is their hearts, not their heads. Now, because we have seen from scripture that Saul was a man of war. Saul was that man that had knowledge, he had information. Saul was that man, you know, who was like a king like other nations. So understand who Saul was. Saul was beyond that man who was the son of Kish. Saul was the order of this world. The order of this world. Saul also represented a system. A system of this world. So you find here two systems growing simultaneously. The system which I called earlier, what? The Davidic order, which was an order of men that God has prepared their hearts. He has taken time to prepare their hearts because of the battle. Now you have another order. All of them are Israelites or Israelis who are of this world. In other words, if you put them side by side, the system of this world, there is practically no difference. And they all claim to be doing the will of God. Praise God. Little did Saul and all in that system know that why God had allowed them to be, it's because a system called Saul is a convenient place where God can invest Saul into the Davidic order. That system, though it's corrupt, is still closer to God than the world itself. And they are all part of the church. This is the system that is growing up together. Hallelujah. So God wouldn't talk about an army if there is no battle in view. So you need to understand that God is not just raising sheep that you will kill once in the Christmas. You know, we feed chicken, you rear goats, you rear human thing, and the chicken is very happy. When you are coming, they run after it. It's a take maize and the. But on Christmas Day, you suddenly become passionless, emotionless. I know some guys have become professionals in killing chicken. Well, you are forgiven. Praise God. So understand that God is speaking that something is happening. And what God is saying is clear. That there is a church within the church. And the church within the church is the army of the living God. Because God is raising a standard. God is raising the order. Now this church of called Davidic church, they are the ones in Hebrews chapter 12. Because looking up unto Jesus, the what? The author and finisher of our faith. They look up to Jesus. But the church, which is the Saul order, they don't even know Christ. They look up to other nations that they might be like every other nation. And everyone is being prepared for a battle. Now, if you do not know, let me sound this warning. If you do not know the fight that existed between your father and his neighbor, why the fence between your father's house and the neighbor's house is so high, you are likely going to marry from your neighbor's compound and become an enemy of your father forever. Ask your father a question. Daddy, why is the fence to the right-hand side? Why is it so high? Why is it higher than this other fence? Children should ask questions. Because if you are not told and you don't know, you might just see one fine girl running out of that compound and you run after her. And daddy, I have found a wife. He said, from where? He said, from. He said, my son, you have not found a wife. You found an enemy. Daddy, you cannot. This is a fundamental human right. I have right. He said, you don't have right in this matter. You now understand why God is bent on issues. You don't understand what is playing out. You don't even know what transpired before you were born. Before you came, you don't know what happened. So they need to sit you down and tell you stories. Then you now understand why they say, don't cross this line. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, they didn't know that there was a covering. Now, quickly. Goliath was a covering. Goliath was a veil. Goliath was an enemy. His presence was a threat to all Israel. Not for 1 year. It's been on for years. Because even Saul knew a little of his history. Saul told David, Goliath has been fighting war from his youth. How did he know? So this was a man they all knew. He was not a stranger to them. But what they didn't know was that that man, he probably signed peace accord with Israel. Don't worry, I will not harm you. Just make sure you bring your taxes. Do you understand? So they came under servitude. People don't know that tax is servitude. So they were there. It has been going on for a long time. And that was darkness. And that darkness went on perpetually. Until God by himself decided to steer the nest. And then created trouble. Because at this time God was said, I want to raise a people. I want to raise an army to stop this impostor. Little did they know what was at stake. What they thought was at stake was the Goliath was threatening us. No, Goliath was beyond your present state. Goliath's threat is not just your present state. Goliath's threat is your foundation. Goliath's threat is both your foundation and your future. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you get this? Hallelujah. So what God was speaking, they could not see. The enemy was there. And some enjoyed it for a while. They loved it so. Let us just have peace. No. What God was thinking about was, I will dethrone these enemies. And to dethrone these enemies, I need to first raise a people. Amen. Am I communicating? So the important thing here is that God was raising a people. And he was not raising a people to make heaven. He was raising a people to bring down Goliath and his influence. But unfortunately for them, they had a king who had signed alliance. Are you with me? They had a king who had signed peace accord with Goliath. So let's go back to chapter 16. Praise God. Now, one day God got fed up with Saul. And then he said, now I want to raise a king. Then he called Samuel. Samuel, now you will go to the house of one man called Jesse, Bethlehemite. I am sending you there, hallelujah, to go and choose a king. Now Samuel replied, God, Oh God. If Saul should hear. When may God not allow us to become a threat to his will. I pray that prayer again. May God not allow us to become a threat to his will. He said, if he should hear, he will finish me. Praise God. How can God be talking and you are afraid of somebody? Is it not the person who sent you on an errand that you should be afraid of? You don't fear the person you are delivering the message to. You fear the person who gave you message. That is what they say in my tribe. The same here. I know. I'll be here long enough. So long. I know it's the same here. Somebody gave you message, say go and give him. You don't fear the one they say you should go and deliver the message to. It is the one who gave you message you should fear. But Samuel feared the one he was to give message to. God now, can you imagine God started planning kolokolo with Samuel? I don't have all the time to read that, but just follow me. Praise God. God now said, Samuel, you say he will kill you. Saul will kill you. When you get there, just tell them you want to do feasts. That was what somebody made God to start doing. Are you telling me God cannot face Saul? Tell them, don't tell them you are come for to appoint the king. Just say you are there for life campaign. So you will now call everybody together. When they hear life campaign, they will come. They will not have anything in mind. God was the one planning that coup. Huh? You remember the same thing happened to Ananias in the book of Acts. When Saul was going to Damascus and Jesus arrested him on the way. People have been praying, oh God, bring down the head of this man called Saul. Bring his head down. We don't want to go. Finish him. Annihilate him. Kill him. Oh, they prayed all manner of prayer. When God came to the answer, Ananias said, sir, there is one man. His name is called Saul. I want you to go and meet him. Pray for him. And Ananias said, God, come, let's talk. Do you know this man? Are you with me? He was telling God, do you know him? Let me tell you. You are me to go and pray for him. Do you know why he came? He actually came to kill all of us, including myself. No, in case you don't know, let me just tell you, I'm free of charge. God said, is my chosen servant. I have chosen him. I can imagine the protest going on in the heart of Ananias. How can you choose him? What kind of rigging is that? Did he campaign? We who have been on this business for how many years now? Even if you want to use somebody, send me. God said, no, it's that Boko Haram that I want. Who are you to query God? Hallelujah. So I came to realize that sometimes we don't really know our enemies. Because it will soon shock you to find out that Satan is one of the greatest fulfillers of God's will. There are dirty jobs that God wants to do that you will not be interested in. God does some dirty jobs. Is there in the Bible? Job chapter 1. We want to do something. Let us raise Job. And then all of you, sons of the morning, show. And they all came. Satan also came with them. And God said, Latibo, from where? He said, car kiri ni up and down. I said, let me grow a little bit more money now. Okay, kilowatt and beer, more money. Only one fell up, great job. Money can show. And then Satan came. And God didn't say the blood of Jesus. God didn't say the blood, and hide. God said, welcome. Have you considered? Was he the only person in that meeting? Why did conversation shift to Satan? Have you considered my servant, Job? Ah, Baba. Say, boy, Mama, Job, bad boy. Is it not because you have built an edge around it? Satan saw the edge. Job didn't see any edge. Just give me chance. My baye boy, angel. And then God says, okay. If you were the one that God said, okay. You will say, Lavre et vesi, Fahant eklizia pashka, Ahe, nehi. But Satan was readily available for that job. Hallelujah. So Ananias was talking to God, you don't know Saul. I know Saul. God said, you don't know Saul. If you know what I know of Saul, you go and pray for him. So what God saw was that Saul also was a veil. Darkness over that environment. Such that God's people, the Davidic nation, couldn't rise. Saul was a threat and they all went into their holes. Nobody dare open his mouth and call Jesus. When if Saul should grab you. So they were all running. He pursued them. But a man was arguing with God. And then God said, whether you like it or not, it's not, this one is not a matter of voting. I have overruled. Go. See, before Ananias could get there, God has also by the Spirit appeared to Saul and told him Ananias was coming. Can you imagine that? So let me ask you again, who is your enemy? You will just discover that the one you think is your enemy is the one God has planted there to help you grow. Some of us will never have sense if certain kinds of people or human beings are not put around us. Let me ask you, is Nigeria not wiser now after 8 years of Buhari? Anybody who still don't have sense now? Never again. No more sense. They will never say, Baba, say, Baba. Even Christians, all our conscience is dead. Only let you always say, military army. So people can be in the army and be teller. It's a general. You can write from teller in the army and rise and become general. He said, general, let him do it. Hey, 8 years now, we are all asking, have they started? They said, they are done. Praise God. So Buhari is not the enemy. I want us to understand. Just follow me. Don't worry. Praise God. Now, God had to raise the man called Saul. When he raised Saul, it was for the purpose of dealing with darkness and veil. Otherwise, a people will not rise. What keeps men down is darkness and blindness. Veils. That a people cannot be what God intends for them to be. Check it out. There is something overshadowing them. Am I communicating? So God is speaking to us. The same vein. He said the same thing concerning David. Hallelujah. Amen. Now he says, now let us raise this man And by the time he was going to raise David, something happened. He was not even at home when Samuel got there. There was something the man was used to. Huh? Hallelujah. He was used to the father's farm, taking care of the sheep. And it was in that little farm, because we heard Eliab said later, where did you keep your father's little flock? Meaning there were not that many, but David stayed put. Am I communicating? He stayed put, understanding that whatever it will take, he has expressed his love like the father for the sheep. It was out of love for the sheep that he went after the lion. It was out of love for the sheep that he went after the bear. It was not because he wanted to score cheap, just have cheap points. How am I communicating? It was just because of love. So what is it that is about man that God cannot let man go? He said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Hallelujah. It is the same love of God. The same love that is keeping us. Hallelujah. Say amen. That same love was what kept Jesus on the cross. The nail was too small to hold Jesus. It wasn't nailed that held him on the cross. A love for the sheep kept him on that cross. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. And so at the end, we now saw Samuel finished negotiating. And then he came. Please don't tell anybody. I said earlier that I am here to do sacrifice. He told the house of Jesse. He told them. And I'm very convinced, even though it was not written, I am very convinced he told them, don't tell anybody. Because he had said earlier, if the king should hear, he will kill me. And Eliab was part of those he called. And Eliab was enrolled in the army of the king. Hello? Praise God. Am I communicating? Eliab was part and parcel of that army. And so, Samuel got there with the oil. Jesse, can I have your sons? They came one after the other. And God says, not this one. Not that one. The other one, I've already rejected him since. Oh, the other one. Oh, not that one. And I said, God, you sent me here and I know you cannot lie. God said, tell them, we still remain one. Then he said, Jesse, are these all your sons? You see, they even forgot that one existed. And that was the one taking care of family business. Are you with me, somebody? They even forgot. They said, bring out all your sons. And he brought out the nuisance. And left the one that was after God's own heart. So that is to let you know that God's choice is not man's choice. So God is not a Democrat. Did you hear that? God is not a Democrat and he doesn't practice democracy. If you see him, ask him. God does not practice democracy. It's not a government of the people. Like they make us believe in Nigeria. We heard now, there's a new definition now. Agberocracy. The government of Agbero, by Agbero, for Agberos. Hallelujah. But God is not like that. But God had made up his mind. This is the man I'm choosing. And then they said, he said, nobody will sit down until he comes. Can you imagine they all stood? I don't know what the distance. They all stood. If the prophet is not sitting, if the priest is not sitting, will you sit? And they were waiting for one small David. Hallelujah. And then imagine the man came in and he said, yes, daddy, here I am. I said, okay, is it the one? He said, that is the son, that is the son. I'm sure Samuel would have been disappointed. I thought you were going to call that one that also looked like Saul. When he's coming, the chest will be doing like this. When you hear when you see the chest and you hear the beats, you can say, hey, all hail the King of Israel. Oh no. He came like a lamb. He came like a lamb. He didn't look like it. Praise God. Because the enemy already had a stature. The stature that God will use to bring down the enemy must not look like him. He said, if they had known, if Satan had known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But God hid wisdom in foolishness. So that in foolishness, Satan rejected the will of God. Because he was too wise. He was too wise to come to understand what God was up to. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. And then suddenly the Bible says, and then Samuel saw the man, took his oil, and poured the oil upon his head. And as the oil landed on the head, they all screamed, long live the king. But that was a king in waiting. And as soon as Samuel was done, he disappeared. He disappeared. Then God was happy. God was happy because it didn't matter anymore. Something came from heaven that day. They call it the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord left Saul and came upon David. And then David became the new carrier. Do you get it? He became the new carrier. And that is how God wants to raise the church within. It's a church that will be full of the Spirit. That God will bring us circumcision of hearts. That all of us will become circumcised and purified. We will become honest and true. You see, glory be to God. That when God wants to use you, he will be the one using you. Become a two-edged sword in his hand. That the sword cannot dictate to the one holding it anymore. God says, I'm cutting like this. Oh God, no, not so, not so. Go left, go left, go left. Can you imagine a sword talking? That God will hold us in his hand, we will lose our voices. We will lose our will. So this is the beginning of the point. That everyone God will enroll in the army of the living God must have lost their wills. One thing they will all lose is their will. Because that was how Jesus began. Not my will, Lord. But let your will be done. Then every other thing God wants to do, all the teachings, all the instructions can be received only when you have no will. See, one thing they do in the military. My father was a military man at the point. He nearly killed us. My father at the point, I didn't grow up too long, but the few time, short time I spent with him, I hated him. My father was using us to practice now. All the things they taught them in the military, you dare not misbehave. You just do something. Who did that? So we all grew up following instruction. Obey the last order. We don't negotiate. It affected all me and my siblings. We don't have time to be talking and say to try and convince your children. Oh, Junior, that is not good. Junior, don't pick that. Junior, pick that. Oh, Junior, you know, too much of sweet thing can run. Junior. God. No time for negotiation. All you hear is order. Don't go there. They don't give you reason. And then they now told you go and do something. You now squeeze your face. That you squeeze your face, the service is defiled. They gave you instruction. Go do this. That you squeeze your face, your service is defiled. It's not acceptable. Hallelujah. And so God understands that the training that we receive must, you know, sometimes we are all being trained like we are civilians. Is that not so? I remember one day, my father would do something. He would say, enter under the bed. Enter under the bed. Yes, and the bed was very low. Very low. And when you are trying to enter, two places cannot easily enter from my experience. Your buttocks and your head. So it will help you. I said, get inside. Get inside. So you hear, poof, 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 poof. You enter inside. And then you have been crying since so, but you must not cry the cry out. You cry out, that's another problem. Then they will serve you lunch and supper under the bed. We ate that for many times. Under the bed. And the day he now wants to really show you that my father used to have one white shirt. If he puts on that white shirt and removes his wristwatch, start running. As if it is you and was in boat. Start running. So I learned a little the bad side of the military. So you see them, they are strong. Training. A military man, when you see them sing on the street and they are jogging, you don't know what they are going through. The song is keeping him alive. You get that? He can stand and stand for hours. Yeah. Hours. They can be on a position for hours. All kinds of training. That was time my father would say, get inside, go and read. You see that, go and read, eh? It's not the way that children are reading, no. Go and read. But then my mother, oh God. They are all of blessed memory now, amen. You dare not say, is food not ready? No, the last instruction was, go and read. Meaning reading continues until you hear another instruction, go and eat. You must hear and you dare not take any action or decision without an instruction that you are trying to obey. You don't use your head. I think, you don't think. Obey. Don't laugh too much because that is the same training God is giving us. Did he not say they that are led by the Spirit are sons? So you think sons are those who sing in the choir? The leading they will give you, they have now positioned you, giving you to a general to train you. And then you start hearing instruction. Go like that. Go like, he said, go, you won't go and take what you want. You can, oh, you see me. Hey, well, I cannot come and go and kill myself. Oh, you will kill yourself. Because if you the training that you have been given, it is because of the darkness in view. It is because of the enemy in view, not because God is wicked. Did the Bible not tell us that it pleased God to bruise his own son? If God himself bruised his own son, if God can finish the son, who are you? You that the son called. Was it not the son that called you to come? How many of you followed your friends to their house before? When you were in secondary school. When you see your friend who is his son in the house, he heard his father's car zoom, flash, like a flash of lightning to the television. Pow, 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 and you are still crossing your leg. He said, why are you running? What is happening? You will soon know what is happening. Wait. Praise God. And so understand that there is no way we can face our Goliath without trainings. 2 Timothy 3:16, he said we must be trained in righteousness. The last phrase. Training. You see this training, oh God, they are also called circumcision. We are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit. And then, because we are in of the spirit, we have no confidence. We are in the flesh. It is training that will not make you have confidence in the flesh. It is training. It is training. It is training. When my father does this, understand that this, there's a distance from here to your school. And they say, trek it. To you, it's like it's wicked. Doesn't make sense. That is what God does to us. Hallelujah. That is what God is doing to the Davidic nation. That is what he's doing to the Davidic nation. That tribe. That David tribe. That is where we belong. Hallelujah. And that is what God is doing for us. He is circumcising our heart. He's giving us training in righteousness. And then we are learning. And then we are getting better. And we are getting better. And we are getting better. Oh God. Let me jump finally. Because of my time. Then in chapter 17, we realize something happened. And now Goliath showed up. And the Bible says it was on that mountain. And the army of Israel was on the other mountain. And in between them was the valley. So soldiers will come from this side to the valley. Soldiers will come from this side to the valley. And then they were fighting and slugging it out there in the valley. But the battle in the valley was not the fight. So you can win many battles in your life. You may not win the war. I want you to understand this. Please understand this. God is taking us somewhere. If he says he's calling out the armies of the living God, you must be a living being to be registered in that army of the living God. Because of time, I want to quickly jump and tell you in chapter 17, the next one. And one man suddenly showed up. They called him Goliath. And Goliath brought some definitions to Israel. He says, now, is there no man amongst you? Is there no man amongst you? And they said this guy was, you know, Saul was tall. Head and Saul now saw somebody that was taller than him. Saul was huge. So now I saw somebody who was not only huge, but hefty. Hefty. Hallelujah. Now, Saul was also in that camp. Saul had armor. Saul had all manner of things. Saul had sword. But Saul couldn't face Goliath. What have I said? The church that is still attached to the world, the church that still wants to be like other nations, the church that still want to be in that Saul environment, if when Goliath shows up, you see all these armies that we have been hearing, that you are still going to hear in this convention, that we have been hearing, there are strata of evil spirits. They are all warriors. They have been bats. They were born into that realm. Now, if they don't try you, they can't place you. Every placement is as a result of your pass in a trial. Because if God will not prove you, he will not place you. You may not like exam, but that is the road to the future. Very many students don't like exams. Nobody students say exam. But you know what? But that is the road to the future. Hallelujah. That is the road to the future. And so here was it. The fight came now. The Davidic church rose. And then the Saul church rose. The Saul church was in the trench. They were looking for a man. Looking for a man. Now the David got in there. The father called him, take this food. Go and give your brother. Because we are all brethren. I said, we are all brethren. They may be in Saul's camp. We are still brethren. So I want to beg you, God will strengthen us in this season. We will not abandon them. We will still have to take food to them. And that is going to be the other side of evangelism. That we are not just going into the one outside. We are going to go to the lost house of Israel. Because they are our brethren. We have to get there. They must feed from us. It was when the man took the food there, he saw the ranting. Saw the ranting of one man. Who is he? Who is he? And somebody called him. Hey, if anybody can defeat this guy, visa to US. Visa. You know, if it will be some of us, they say if you just do this, just Kigulaya, like, give you permanent residence in US, green card. Some of us, that is what we bring to make us anointed. You mean visa? Shalabada, Hadija. Woof, woof. Holy Spirit, yeah. What did you say? Visa? Permanent? Permanent? Kajaja! Just like birthday makes some sisters very spiritual. Birthday. He said, are you aware that Sister B's birthday is tomorrow? Birthday? Oh, the Lord is good. The Lord has answered my prayer. You start like that. But when it comes to spiritual things, you will sleep. You will sleep until they tell you another person is doing a wedding. Then you are alive. You are in Saul's camp. If what tickles you and what thrills you are the things of this world, you may be preaching it. Some people are preaching as their hobby. He said that. He said, I'm all alone. He said, what's your daddy? Come on, wasu. One of our parents gave birth to his son, brought his son to school to register. I said, what's the name? He said, doctor. I said, not the name. I said, I want to know the name so I will know what to write. Only doctor. I'm going doctor. Only King Berelawa. Doctor. So you so love doctor that you gave birth to son, the only son, and called him doctor. That's a vision. His entire destiny has been hijacked by the father's lusts. He either becomes a doctor or not. How the doctor? Only more likely literature. Come on, doctor. Want to spoil my vision? So the will must go. And for your will to go, you must go through the training in righteousness. So everything we hear is not to tickle us and make us good teachers. It is to kill something in us and make us desirous of God. So that God will look at you and say, okay, why is God always interested in that which has no life? They said, Lazarus is dead. He's been there for 4 days. He said, that is the one I like. They say, Abraham, you know, for 25 years he's been no womb. He said, no problem. That's even the one. So that the child will give birth to will not struggle. Who is his father? Are you aware God killed Joseph before Jesus went to the cross? Yeah. Otherwise, they say, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Tani babai. So that by the time you say, my God or my father, you're like, okay, it's only one that remains. Joseph was no longer there. My glory, he says, will I share with no man. Do you know what is at stake? Darkness is at stake. Do you know what is at stake? Servitude. That we have been under a terrible, wicked ruler before we were formed in our mother's womb. That we got born again and got born again still under this wickedness. This rulership are there. And God is saying, this is why I'm bringing you up. So you have to quickly mature. Your maturity is there coming down. If you are not coming up, they will come down. Hallelujah. If you are not growing up, they won't come down. So our growth in the spirit is their dethronement. Can I hear amen? Amen. And so this was what God told them. This was what God told the Davidic church. Arise. And then it got there. You know, passion of the Lord. Passion, love for the Lord. He said, who is that uncircumcised Philistines who is defiling the name of the God of Israel? David was. Hi, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, who is that who are defiling? It was David who called him the one who says, they call him uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God. We are gods. I said, we are gods. Do you know, Saul told them here, Goliath told them, is there no army, no soldier, no strong man in the army of Israel? Meanwhile, in their spiritual identity, they were armies of the living God. Saul brought it down. Goliath brought it down. No. He said they are army of Israel. And the people agree with what he said. We are army of Israel. It was David who came without that revelation. That he now raised the bar. And then Goliath also gave them another definition. He also called them the armies or the soldiers of Saul. Servants of Saul. David said, no, we are not servants of Saul. We are servants of God. We belong to God. That is the first thing. That is where light is. Where there is no light, the people will perish. The first light that broke on them. We said, we are not of Saul. We are of God. We belong to God. We are of God. We are of God. And then came out and says, now today, because of what you have done, we are going to bring you down. And David began to read Psalms. He was reading Psalms to Goliath. Today your head is coming down. And blah, blah. That one looked at him. And then they should bring man. They now brought a toys. He said, so, you can, am I a dog? He said, you have just said it. That is who you are. Uncircumcised Philistine is a dog. And you know, they took David and took him to King Saul. And said, sir, there's one man boasting Yahweh. Well, Saul, no, this is cannot underrate children. We don't know if children are voting in Kano. It's not under, even the policeman said, we can't know children by face anymore. So, children in Kano have their card. What do you call it? PVC. In children, yes, they told the police. Police said, we can't say, oh, some people may not look their age, oh. So, praise God. Hallelujah. And so, David was just looking. He said, today you are coming out. He was, am I a dog? You come to me with that. And you know what shocked me in the matter? Saul said, now that I've heard all you said, come and wear something. And then he brought his armor, put on it. If that thing can work, why did you not use it since? Why didn't you use it? Have you not been hearing the Saul abusing everybody? I mean, the Goliath abusing everybody. He heard. And you have something that can bring down the head of the. Why didn't you use it? He now gave to the guy just to change his vision. You have to be careful. Just to change his vision. Yes. Because whether you like it or not, I don't know if you have read the story of the old prophet and the young prophet. That is old. Doesn't mean he's no longer prophesying. Because the gift and the callings of God, they are without repentance. It may not be in the current truth. Is he the old one? He can use that one to finish you. He's experienced. Don't be careful around him. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And but you know, by the time he finished ranting, okay, we wore it, he tried to drag. Sir, I have not proven this one. He dropped it. Then he now took sling. And then went and picked 5 smooth stones. I remember those days. J-E-S-U-S. 5 stones. It was only letter J through. Goliath came down. Hallelujah. Because we saw later on that it was the name that he used. And the name is Jesus. Praise God. And the man got there, threw the sling like that, because God was involved in the battle. How can? The man was, Goliath was, he wore coat of mail, anything mail, head down. Only one little space left. So they needed a man who would just raise an altar and God will take it over from there. That is the job of the Davidic church. Don't say God doesn't need you. God does not need you. He just needs a person to raise the bar, a little, raise the altar. Then God will find a place to step on and then finish the fight. Am I communicating? Yes. He said, PVC does not come. PVC doesn't work. He will not vote again. Ah, if the one we voted on the 25th of February, if there was nobody came out to vote, nobody would be talking about Labour Party. The one that they are going to court, what would they be taking to court? So don't break your PVC. See, hold it. Why it lasts. Are you with me, somebody? Yes, hold it. If you didn't do anything, nothing to take to court. And David did that, wah, wah, and then threw it far. I'm sure the angel just wanted someone to start something. Then picked the stone and went to Goliath's head. You know, he saw the only available space. Oh, there, for you to know that it was God that was fighting the battle. The man didn't fall backward. He fell forward. David was even running for his life. Oh, my man, should pull. So that the man landed. Bah! So what happened to the rest armies? Only one that was raised, who knew the living God. One. Imagine if all of them knew the living God. The Bible said they pursued them. They were all in the valley. They came out of the valley and pursued the armies, pursued them to their gates. And then David came around again, took the sword. If you see the sword, cut off his head. By the time Saul called for David, two things he appeared with: the sword and the head of Goliath. When Saul saw David, how? Is that the head of? It's not the head. Are you seeing that? You did this. And instead of aligning with the Davidic church, anger came. Envy came against the Davidic church. So here is the point. You see, this army, as God is building it, we will not lose our rank. We will not break our rank. We must understand where we belong. Take your part. And if you don't know where you stand in the army, stray bullets can finish you. Do you know how they finish? Is it Uriah, they call that man, the husband of Bathsheba? Yeah? Because the guy sinned against Oga at the top. He said, take him to the other side, the rest of you back out. Just fill it in. Set up. And then they just finish the guy like that. So you must watch out for one another. Hallelujah. This battle continues until we see the victory in all our camps. Because as the army of the living God, we are fighting darkness, we are fighting death, we are fighting corruption, we are fighting everything that is not human. So this is why we must. If you read in Ephesians chapter 6, you see all kinds of armor. Armor on the head, armor on the hand, armor on the front, armor. Which armor is on the back? The brethren. So as we must be combat ready, as you understand that, as we are being raised, we must be raised in love. You must not only grow upward, also grow sidewards. So as you are growing up, grow also like this. Extend to brothers. Link up. Connect. Close the gap. And you will see that victory is ours. Can you rise up to your feet and bless the name of Jesus? Oh Lord, we thank you. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help me. Pray to God. Help me. As life comes, as we grow up in Him in all things, He is the head, even Christ. Yes, Shaba de Gabosa. Parane protopadesa, eprenasa, zevraneka, adada, dada, kapanaglosa, vredegesi, emma profredesi, kavrodeski, libroska, close balaska, pelevrodoski, psaleska. Pray to God. I am part of the Davidic church. Yeah, we are people of the hearts. God is working on our circumcised in the heart. We are circumcised. Pray to God. We are part of that church that is circumcised or being circumcised. Having no confidence in the flesh. Pulling down darkness and all kinds of wickedness of the devil. That everything that the enemy has put over our space, we bring them down. And every darkness that Satan has used to cover our eyes, we bring them down. That every veil that Satan has stood upon to rock, just to rot wickedness amongst humanity and in the church, we tear them down, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself. Everything that exalts itself. We bless you, God. Thank you, glorious God.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Maryland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.